League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Here. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast, the week of April 14th. Got a whole week ahead of us, week three, week four, whatever the hell you call it. I call it the week that I am in first place of the Scott White Dynasty League of 24
people. Breaking news. Welsh is in first place in the Scott White Dynasty League.
But it's only week three, going into week three now. So I'm 2-0. But I had Frank, I didn't even realize Frank Stanfield texted me on it. But the reason it's important and why Frank sent this, because me and Frank, like 3 years ago or so, or 4 years ago, we had to take over. We didn't even get to take over a team. We had to do like a three-person draft. To take over the team. So
one
we didn't
teams
even
was so horrible.
Yeah, exactly. And I unfortunately Frank took Wander Franco in one of those, and I benefited by taking Shohei Ohtani in one of those.
Better than Wander Franco.
And yes. Corbin Carroll, I was able to get in that. And Bobby Witt. I actually got Bobby Witt, Carroll, and Shohei Ohtani.
No wonder you're in first.
But I've struggled my ass off for years because I had no pitching. But now I was gifted. I got Paul Skeens in the draft with the second pick a couple years ago. Wow. Sandy Alcantara, Tyler Glasnow. So now I'm starting to roll. But me and Frank, both the newcomers, tops of the league. So that feels pretty good. But that is week three. So this is, again, week three or week four, whatever it actually is. On the show today, we are going to be talking about the latest news. We're going to be breaking down last week's biggest performers. We've got kind of a dual-edged thing. I have this sheet that I am doing over on Patreon every single week, adding to it. It's pretty robust this week. It's 25 prospects for redraft, top pickups, streamers, things I'm looking for. And I'm adding this other piece that Bogman had put in. I really like, and it's going to be a part of my sheet as well. So we're going to talk about some of the stuff on that sheet, and then we're going to talk about this, the expected versus actual underperformers and overperformers right now. So you put together a couple different categories of under and overperformers. That is on the sheet as well, because I thought it was just such a great thing from our show sheet. But we're going to be going through the week of sheet, latest news, performers, and all the stuff and things. And if you guys want to get a look at that sheet, go over to InThisLeague.com today and sign up on the Patreon. My prospect and dynasty ranks are updated this week. They're going to be maybe today, actually. And just a tiny bit, but you can check out the sheet, the ranks, be a part of the GroupMe room, support ITL at InThisLeague.com, InThisLeague.com. Come up today, sign up. We will celebrate you. We will print out a picture of your name. We will put candle lights, a visual around it.
Are you going to be like those guys that do the birthday wishes that are like, mwah, mwah, mwah. Like,
what do they do?
They kiss the picture of the guy and they're like, happy birthday.
I've never seen that. Will you do that?
No.
Will you do that for my birthday next week?
No, I will not. No,
will you do a little print a picture and kissy kissy on the pictures?
Would you rather that have that or cash?
Oh, cash. Yeah.
So there 100%.
You go. Yeah. After
this,
I just
this is how you shut people up, by the way.
Well, I'd also say cash. Okay, let me rephrase this.
I've heard versus that cash kissing rules a picture. Everything around you.
Cream, get the money, dollar, dollar, bill, y'all. But I would also agree that I don't actually need you kissing a picture of me.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
I would agree with that. But yes, that is a good point as well. Cash for everything, especially after you go to a Discount Tire to get two tires and you clearly are going to leave with four. And that's what always happens. And that's
well, if you buy three, you get the fourth one free. So you might as well get those three. Right.
I don't even know. It's very
I could give you the sales pitch.
It feels abusive
so many times.
You walk in and you walk out and my hair is kind of disheveled. And I'm like, what just happened?
And I just lost $1,200. Like, what is happening right now?
Am I okay? Like, should I talk to somebody? Like, that's how I felt like leaving that place. But
I had that feeling a couple weekends ago.
All right. But I do want it. So a picture was sent of me to you. You wouldn't like,
no,
put it up and like, oh, boy, we'll say happy birthday.
I was waiting to hear this serenading right here. This is great singing.
No, we don't need it. Getting older is very depressing. We don't need any of that, but we will celebrate
Jackie
you.
Robinson years old, by the way.
It is my Jackie. Too. Yeah, it's my job. We're going to do a stream. I think Bogman's going to hang with me. It might be an old-fashioned type of one. We might have a punishment wheel on my birthday so you can make my birthday be awful, which I, you know, I'm all for. It already
I
is.
I might have 42. Some cringy reels ready to go.
All right. So make sure on both sides, we've got the YouTube and we've got the Twitch, twitch.tv/inthisleague, youtube.com/inthisleague. I'm doing two streams a week. I'm going to be doing one actually after we record this show Monday. And it looks like Monday and Thursday, Monday and maybe Wednesday this week. I'm not 100% sure. Joe Pizzapia is coming in, but we do the streams. Go and follow both of those, support. And I will message you YouTube links when you're on the Patreon. So that's all the stuff and things. Let's get it out of the way. Boom. No more salesy stuff. No more birthdays. No more nonsense. Justin Steele is out for the year. That was a brutal one and kind of one that you saw coming, even though he thought it was a nothing burger, that I think it's like internal bracing. He's going to be out for the season. Maybe I just didn't fully update it, was that they were unsure if there could maybe be a Tommy John that was in there. Did they confirm that it was going to be? So I guess
I don't know that they confirmed anything yet, but I didn't see anything this morning yet.
So this is what it was. It was Passan had said he's undergoing reconstructive elbow surgery, which is bad, but they said unclear yet whether it's a full Tommy John or a primary repair. So that's the big thing, but he's going to miss the season. I 100% sent him a nice message. I 100% have not got a response back, which I don't
expect. He's going through surgery. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's going through the second, but I was just like, I'm so sorry, dude. Like I feel for you. And you know, just
how many of those messages do you think he got?
Probably a gajillion and more important people, but I just wanted to send it out there because I feel for him. Cause I had multiple people tweeting at me like condolences about Justin Steele. It does suck. It sucks for the Cubs. It also might push them into maybe a more aggressive place. Lance Brozdowski, I think, just did like a breakdown on WGN or whatever the network that they have of some potential trade candidates. The first one that came to my mind before I even saw the Lance one was Sandy Alcantara. That one I think makes a ton of sense. They've got massive prospect assets to use. But I think I saw a picture of Pablo Lopez. Maybe that's somebody, but I think the Cubs have to kind of be aggressive. If they're not, Cade Horton, I think, would be an option in the minor league. So I ended up putting him on this list that we're going to talk about today. I'll just tell you, where did I put him? I put him at 21 of the top 25. That might be too low just because we don't 100% know what's going on yet. I think I could put him as high as 15 on this list, but that was just my first initial reaction. If Cade comes up, I think that might be interesting because he might have season long potential. A lot of strikeouts, but it's a little bit walky right now and missed time. So I think he's on a pitch count. So I think at the end of the day, I think this Cubs team is going to have to go trade for somebody. I don't know if they'll be aggressive for Sandy or they'll go for like, you know, just something smaller, you know, for whatever.
Yeah. We'll have to see what the Cubs do. In the meantime, before we have Cade Horton news, is there someone off of the, you know, top pickups list that you're looking at pretty hard? Like Bueller or Gavin Williams or Jose Soriano or Max Meyer, like one of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, definitely Bueller. On my pickups list, which we will go through, you did say them. Yeah, so Bueller and Gavin would be at the kind of tippy top of that list. I think Dolander as well. I realized I didn't put him on there. Max Meyer Soriano. I think those are all really good options if Steele is out. Like, I think Bueller could be one that could almost maybe one for one it. Gavin Williams has definitely been solid, but I think we might be bouncing back on Walker Bueller. So I actually have him even a notch higher than Gavin Williams in the pickups this week. So you can look at them. You can look at Cade Horton, and then we'll see if this team, by the way, the other little ancillary thing is if they did decide to make a move, it could open up something like for a guy like Sandy Alcantara or Kevin Alcantara. We could have an Alcantara for Alcantara trade, which would be amazing. Is that like, I'm just hypotheticaling it here. Let's say that the Marlins were to trade and it was maybe Cade Horton and Kevin Alcantara, which is a big trade. Kevin would go and probably be a starter from day one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Or James Trianto. So those guys could kind of vault into a little bit of fantasy relevance if they're traded. Nothing to do here. We just, you know, if you see a trade go down between the two teams, I would be looking at those guys.
How big is Kevin Alcantara? I just remember seeing him at the AFL in the Home Run Derby a couple of years ago, and he's so much bigger than everybody else.
Well, tall. He's like 6 foot five or something like that. And I think he's like 190. He's a little skinny guy, maybe 200. Yeah, he's a big dude. Showed off in spring training. Like I would be very interested in him if he ends up getting traded, but we just don't know if it'll happen. Garrett Crochet, a couple things on Garrett Crochet. No hitter into the eighth. And I missed this start live because I was seeing Minecraft after Barrow's rousing review.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, it actually was a pretty good movie. I missed it, but Garrett Crochet.
My uncle Jack Black was in that. So,
dude, he's so good, by the way. I was trying to explain to my kids that, like, well, he has a band, Tenacious. I was trying to explain Tenacious D, and I was just like, Jack Black. He's not a great actor, though. The only problem is he's not a good actor.
He's just Jack Black.
He's just Jack Black, and everything is very dramatic. Like, he used to maybe have a couple. Now he's just fat beard. You know, like, it's the same thing.
Do you see him go see that Love on the Spectrum guy the other day? No. I can't remember whoever replaced Ellen had the people from Love on the Spectrum. And apparently this guy is Jack Black's biggest fan.
I did see a clip of
that. He's like, hey, I'm on tour. Sorry, I can't see you. But actually, I'm not on tour. I came home just to see you. And like, he comes out of the audience.
I mean, he's like the coolest guy on the planet.
Yeah, but he really
trying to also explain, because they love the singing parts in Minecraft, that I was like, Tenacious D. I couldn't sell my kids on Tribute. You know, the song Tribute. You know, this is not the greatest song in the world. No. This is just a tribute. I was trying to explain the theory behind the song, and I was like, stop it. Stop. What are you
wait
doing?
10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Get it then. All right. But back to Garrett Crochet, no hitter into the eighth. Everybody already knows, but broken up by the player that was traded for him, Chase Mydroth. He ends up breaking up the no hitter. Then it turns into one hit, one earned run, 11 strikeouts and a walk. Phenomenal outing. And I want to take a look at the actuals of it, because, and this will lead into the other funny thing I was telling you about off air. The weird thing with him is like, it hasn't been great with Gerrit. He had an incredible outing. I think it was against the Orioles. The other two outings were all right. If you actually watch them, which I zone in on Gerrit Crochet because it's my guy. He's struggled. Like, you know, he was going like heavy cutter in some early counts, walking, you know, fastballs, not getting the whiffs, which is something that I feel confident if I go and look at this, because I'm just looking at this last start, the fastball whiff rate was pretty low in a lot of these other starts, but it's also super cold. So I've had some kind of like, what's going on? What's up with this guy? What's happening here? Because this is, I'm all in. I have a futures bet on him leading the damn league in strikeouts. But this start, 52% fastball, which I want to say might have been a little uptick, 22% cutter, 17% sinker. But check this out, 50% whiff rate on the fastball. 22 Ooh. Swings, 11 whiffs on it. He also got 8 called strikes. That is a 38% CSW. That is phenomenal. The cutter did not induce whiffs in this one. It was a pretty good pitch, but it just didn't do it. But he was throwing it for strikes. Sinker, also kind of the same thing. It got more called strikes than anything else. But the cutter sinker set up the fastball. And that had been what was not happening. Like, do you know what his last start was? Let me take a look here. 13th. So that would be, let's see, 1, 2, 3. Was it the ninth?
That sounds right.
I think it's going to be the 8th because usually starts don't.
5 days.
Tuesday to, yeah. Okay, so here we go. So I'll give it to you. Perfect here.
Phrasing.
So yeah, check this out. He was 54% fastball in his previous start, a 19% whiff rate, and a 24% CSW. So absolutely no whiffs. He threw his cutter more in that start, and it was 28%. And in that start, the cutter also didn't get a bunch of whiffs, and the sinker didn't get whiffs. So the fastball was so much better in this one that it set up everything that I've just been kind of like, what's it all about with him? But he's had some really tough matchups. But then I get surprised on leading off that apparently, Boggs, I am the anti-Gerrit Crochet guy. News to me.
Hater.
News to me that.
Didn't you have him third?
I had
Wasn't
him
he over Zach Wheeler.
I had him as my number 3 or 4 overall starting pitcher, took him in every single mock, talked about him on my must-have play, everything about him. I bet him to win the league, but apparently...
Did you take a dump on him after his Toronto start or something?
All I said was, something doesn't look right. And I was like, maybe it's cold. I don't know. He's laboring a little bit in some of these starts. Apparently... Because of questioning or talking about this player that I'm higher than any of these dickwads about, that they make a video on leading off, almost 2-minute video slamming me about ever questioning because he was no hitting the White Sox. And then they didn't let it go. This is Mike Mayer that did it. Then they created overlays where they capitalized the L in my name and lowercase everything because I need to take the L, and they change every single overlay. Boggs, I am not like some other people. I will take accountability. Some people don't like to take accountability.
It's not a joke.
But okay, here's the other thing. I thought about that. I thought about what you were saying. I don't want to be pissy to not take a joke, because you got to be able to take your L with the joke, and I would. But of all of the things,
it was the wrong player.
It was the wrong player.
They should have picked Yelich.
Making my name as a big L is hilarious. Putting Yelich on the overlays, very funny. But a 2-minute video about the player that I talked about more than anybody was the wildest thing I've ever seen. I was legit thrown back. Like, I didn't even know how to I was like, okay.
It would be like if someone was like, Bogman, why do you hate, you know, whoever? Why do you hate
Cam Scataboo?
Yeah,
you, it'd be Cam Scataboo right now.
Oh, whatever. What are you, a YouTube commenter?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, it was the weirdest thing. I mean, let me know. You guys let me know. Have I come across like I've told you to sell? I haven't said, all I have said was...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Things look weird. I am monitoring him. I wouldn't sell him for anything. I have him in the Fantasy Pros League. It was the weirdest trolley flex I've ever seen in my life. But that aside, Garrett Crochet definitely looked good. I do want to reiterate, it was the White Sox, but the fastball.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on now. You're going to reiterate that it was the White Sox? Are you doubling down on this I hate Garrett Crochet stance? Welsh, I'm going to make a 4-minute video.
And I don't. It. But he walked 4 against the Blue Jays the time before, and it was one of the coldest games ever. I think the weather is slightly affecting him. He's also gone to like really heavy, like, let me pull this up. He's gone to heavy cutter this year, and he's throwing it in, you know, some significant counts that I think is, you know, whether, I mean, he's also gotten squeezed a bit. Like I said, you got to talk through these guys, and that's mainly what I'm doing. But like, I'm not an overreactor. Like I, especially on the guys I'm super high on, I react more to guys that just pop up than I do a guy struggling. And, you know, Crochet is adjusting some of his repertoire. I would also point out something that is odd to this year. And I think this could be a problem. So you know what? I'm going to have to start taking an L, I guess, is that he's not throwing a sweeper anymore. Last year, his sweeper was his third most used pitch. It was the number one whiff pitch. This year, his sweeper is his fifth used pitch. He's throwing it 4% of the time. He's cut the usage in half, and he's throwing the cutter, I believe, more. Yeah, he's throwing it a bunch more. And the sinker, he's throwing this sinker in, which I think is maybe a little representation of trying to control hitting in Fenway and trying to induce some ground balls. That might affect the strikeout rate a tiny bit. And it's affected some of the consistency-ish early on, but he's got a couple not awesome starts, even though the results were there, and a couple ridiculously great starts, one of which he almost no-hit the White Sox. But I think it's good to talk about these players.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that everything?
Do I deserve an L for Garrett Crochet in some capacity?
I feel like this is going to make you hate Garrett Crochet is what's happening.
You know what? All I want him to do is fail now. Actually, all I want him to do is fail. I don't care about my money. I have two big bets on him for the season.
Well, we know that's a lie right there.
You know what? I mean, all in.
As soon as Welsh says, I don't care about my money. Lie. Lie.
No, but like,
come on, Pinocchio. No,
but we're at a point where I'll make a 15-minute video. I'll make a 15-minute video and I'll be like, no, we're going to play this whole video on there. And just with Garrett, and I'm going to highlight every Garrett Crochet bad pitch the whole season. That's what's going to happen. Because apparently
it's
I'm going to
be
hater.
Unhinged Welsh. Yeah, exactly. If he's not already unhinged.
It's pretty great, though. Pretty great against the White Sox. A couple other big things. PCA PCA, big home run day, a couple homers, a triple. And this was on the heels of like him not accepting. There's a contract extension that was out there. It was like a $75 million deal. I actually wouldn't be surprised. Did you hear this thing about Jackson Merrill where the PA was like, don't accept the deal? And then he did. I wonder if you had the PA in PCA's ear being like, you cannot accept this. Do not do it. Because it was like $75 million, I think.
For right? How long? Yeah, it was something like that. I can't remember how long it was, though. But I mean, when you haven't made your first contract with that much money yet, it's kind of hard to turn down a millions and millions of dollars when they offer it to you. So I don't blame Jackson Merrill at all. Do I think he could have got better? Yeah. But if you wait a year and you suck, you're then not going to get a contract offer. So, you know,
they're not saying
double-edged sword.
They're just saying the amount. I'm not seeing years. It's saying the Cubs offered an extension that would max out at $75 million. But it's not saying, is that one of those, like, you know, 11 years? Or is
arbitration.
This? Yeah, well, he's already had, like, I guess 2 years in. So it would probably eat up, like, what? Like, 3 or 4 years? And maybe they were trying. So maybe, what if it was maybe well, 6 million, 70, or 6 years?
I think it was 6 years. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I just, yeah. So, yeah, that would I guess I see why, especially if it's a max out deal. But he balled out right after. And he's one of those guys. Let's just take a quick look. Pete Crow. Those are his first two homers, hitting .229. XBA is a little bit higher. Profile super weird this year, though. He's way down in barreling. He's not hitting the ball. He's actually kind of stabilizing, too, but he's not barreling the ball at all. Really struggling against lefties. And that was his big push. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe he's a. Maybe he's an interesting buy low, but there's nothing in his metrics that looks super great right now. But he is, squaring up the ball. So PCA not accepting that. Other news around baseball. Spencer Strider is coming back, baby. On Wednesday, you can welcome back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Me.
All right, let's start with the hitting. Your hits leaders, Trevor Story, love it. Brendan Donovan, love it. Corbin Carroll, love, love, love it.
Love
your number one WAR player, I think, in baseball so far, or near the top.
Starting to steal some bases now, too.
Yeah, got a little side. I really wish a reporter, or if they have, they would put it out like, just why has he not been stealing? I just still don't understand the lack of stealing. He's hitting at such an insane degree.
Yes, you do. You understand. It's because they score so many runs. He doesn't have to steal.
Yeah, I suppose that, you know, they feel confident in the hitting that, like, you know, let's not. But he also doesn't get thrown out. So it's one of those things. It's not like, oh, you know, if you run, it might get dicey. It's like, no, like, dude steals like crazy. He's one of the fastest guys in baseball. You're going to get the base. Just get your guys in scoring position every single time. But that's just selfish me wanting more Corbin Carroll. But my God, dude, his bat has been absurd. And they've been talking about there has been an approach change. I'm actually going to do this on the stream. I didn't even know about this. This is so great. But on Baseball Savant, they had added, let's see, where's Corbin Carroll here? They had added this new, like, where they are in the box thing, so you can see like where their feet are and stuff.
Okay.
But there's also an animation to it where you can see where they are from start to load to contact, and you can see the pitch movement. We were looking at that in one of my live streams last week with Kyron Paris, and it's fascinating, the year-over-year change. But Corbin Carroll has made some significant changes that have been highlighted to the point he is top 4th percentile in almost every single element of the league this year. From barrel to hard hit to exit velocity to average exit velocity to X slug, he's number one, by the way, or top percentile. XBA is 345. He's going ballistic. He's barreling more than ever. Launch angle is better than ever. He looks healthy. He's swinging it fast. I mean, he looks absolutely dialed in. Not like the Corbin Carroll we saw last year, but he's still eating stuff kind of low in the zone. But the swing and his, like, approach in the box just looks better, that he's getting to pitches. And He just looks like rookie Corbin Carroll again.
He looks incredible. The lowered hands have really, really helped him.
Yeah, and I'm going to take a look, like I said, if you stick around on that live stream, I'm going to take a look and see like how what has changed in the box. And like, you can also see like the depth and stuff. It's a pretty cool. I mean, it's a pretty nerdy thing. And like, you got to go player to player to really find like actual stuff. But, it was fun to do with the Kyren Paris stuff. Not in the leaders, but the number two, Riley and Paredes both had 12. Bogarts, France, Arise, Kiebert, and Terang all had 11. The Paredes one is interesting because Paredes has not been doing what anybody has wanted, and that's just from the home run standpoint. But he's hitting 276. The homers just started to fly. And let me see his pulled. Oh, yeah, dude. 42% pulled. Or his pull air percentage right now, which is the highest of his career. So that is all he is trying to do, is just get these stupid ass balls in the air in Houston. And I guess it's starting to work because, like I said, he's 272 average, 260 expected batting average. He's actually hitting the ball a lot harder while not barreling. And he is he's one of the highest pull rates in all of baseball again.
Yeah, he went 3-for-4 on Friday against the Angels, 2-for-5 before that. And he's homered in 3 straight games. So the bat is really, really coming around. And it's the guys, Jordan is coming around a little bit. The only guy that hasn't really woken up at all is Christian Walker in that lineup. And we've seen him a couple times, kind of a traditional slow starter.
Yeah, he is. I've seen the Diamondback like accounts that I follow. All they do every day is post up the picture of Walker and Naylor with the baseball rep or whatever it is, the stats. And they're just like, see, and it's like, all right, guys, like, let's.
Yeah, I mean, Christian Walker's still playing Gold Glove defense.
So. Let's hold off. Like, I like Naylor a lot, but like 2 weeks is not going to tell us everything.
Did you see when they walk somebody to get to Naylor and he hit the single, he throws the bat and he looks straight in at Pat Murphy.
A great
He's kind of, one of those dudes. So.
What are those dudes? What do they call those dudes?
Welshes.
Oh, so. That's a me.
If you were a big leaguer, that is 100% what you would have done.
I would
1,000,000%.
If they walked someone to get to me and I hit it, I would. You're 100,000%.
You would look straight into, because we played softball and you did it in softball. I remember seeing you do it.
I 100% would. I would look in every single one of their eyes. I'd be like that one pitcher. You ever see that meme where he's like, you know, that one with the glasses? Oh, yeah. That's a great one. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I'd get us into some trouble. Runs leaders, Jackson Churio, number one, Bryce Terang. He had 10 runs he scored last week. Bryce Terang scored 9. Tucker and Carroll scoring 8. Some big names on there. But man, I've been toying with this with the Dynasty update. Who would you rather have, Jackson Churio or Ronald Acuna? Acuna's 5 years older, the injuries. I'm not trying to make a narrative or anything like that, but I'm just saying.
No, I understand.
Think about that.
I just think
Churio, 292, 5 homers. He has a lower OBP than his batting average, by the way. 50% hard hit rate. He has 1 stolen base.
I think I still want Acuna, but that gap is tight. It's very, very tight. And it really just depends on what Acuna looks like when he comes back. We've heard that he's not going to steal as much, which is depressing, but not stealing as much could mean he steals 25 instead of 50. You know what I mean? Like, so he could still have it. So I think it's just safer to say Acuna now. So maybe it's the coward's way out and that's what I'm doing. But I think for right now, still Acuna, but it's not by a wide margin. And I have no qualms with anyone saying I traded Acuna to get Churio. Like, that is, to me, they're in probably in the same tier.
I moved Churio 1 spot ahead in the dynasty. Just one. They're right next to each other. You know, there's this constant, these constant injuries with Acuna, which might start piling up. The stolen bases in some capacity have to go down in the near future, but Churio's also not like an elite stolen base guy. And I think over time that's going to kind of deteriorate as well, but he's also 5 or 6 years younger than Ronald Acuna. So, and the bat is going, I think that's the big positive thing that you have with Jackson Churio, is he's just becoming a better hitter. You know, he was really slow or slow-ish start, came on in the second half. And what are you seeing this year? Almost doubled his barrel percentage. He's getting the ball in the air even more. He's hitting it harder, more consistently, better hard hit rate. It's just, I don't think he's walked this entire season. So it's tough. That's a very, very tough one. I'd be very curious if I was on a live show with a poll, we'd put a poll out there, but let us know. Ronald Acuna or Jackson Churio. Homers. Taylor Ward just went ballistic this past week and in some leadoff spots with five. Four was Raleigh, Churio, James Wood, who's been awesome, and then Kyron Paris. So a lot of Angels run support's been going on. By the way, you know, Mike Trout is, was it five or six homers? He's sitting
six homers.
And he's sitting at sub 200.
196, yeah.
Joe asked this question today where he was like, is it time to sell Trout? And I was like,
yeah.
First off, well, no. Well, for me, first off, just no as in general. But second off, not when he's hitting sub 200. It's not. You gotta get
it before he gets hurt.
So. I mean, I know that's how you guys think about it, but like, and I said it on there, I said, at least get your batting average up. He has an expected batting average of like 260, at least get to 250 before you sell him, because
how
you're
long
gonna,
is that going to take?
Yeah. I mean,
it's not, I don't think you're selling Mike Trout at a discount because he's hitting 196. He has six homers. So he's not doing one part. We know that, but his expected is 260. I think most people look at that and go, okay, you know, what are you going to, you sell him for 98 cents on the dollar? I mean, you're not getting a huge discount if you're buying him. So I don't think the batting average matters that much so early in the season, but I understand your point. Like, you know, you're going to get more when everything looks better, but you know, it's also how long do you wait before you sell Mike Trout is my question. So.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm just like a not sell Mike Trout guy because I like him for the season, but.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo! All night!
You know, if he does, by the way, he's got one of the lowest BABIPs in baseball. It's like 132 right now. So once that bounces back, there's definitely the potential that, like, you know, if he got to 240 or whatever, and he's like top five in homers, and oh my God, he's playing more games than he has, then there could be this collective excitement. I'm open to that. I'm definitely open to that. But I think Mike Trout will come at a caveat for the next month. Every person will be like, yeah, but, you know, like, you know, these dudes that want to buy a player, but then they want to tell you how bad the player they're buying is. And you're just like, okay,
what are you talking about? Write you a paragraph about why you should do this trade.
Yeah. You're just like, okay, then don't buy him. I'm just not interested in doing it super low, but I 100% understand. Taylor Ward, anything on Taylor Ward for you? Absolutely big offensive output. He's gotten some opportunities to lead off. He's not hitting for average either, though. He's done at 234. But, you know, things are relatively in line with him. He's just got a nice power output. Anything new on him for you?
No, I mean, just about time, right? Like, thank God he's at least coming around, because it was miserable to start the season. And he's still only hitting 234. So just I mean, the Angels need to get those bats going. So,
you know, it's interesting. Comes around. Three of these homers are like wall scraping. If you look at the chart, opposite field wall scrapers in the full on corner with some weather on it.
I mean, weren't they also playing in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I think so. And then I'm looking here at his expected home run total isn't much lower, but already two of the homers were called doubters. You know, so if they have that thing where it's like, you know, no doubt homers are homers that would have been in like whatever it is, like
yeah,
know,
dude.
21 plus ballparks. And only one of his homers was a no doubt homer.
So he hit three in Tampa Bay and two in Houston into the Crawford boxes, I'm assuming. So, you know, it's
maybe a sell opportunity on Taylor. I would sell Taylor Ward. Don't sell Mike Trout.
Yeah, I'm with that as well. But I mean, look, the Angels are playing well. They're 9-6. So it's working right now, but I don't think we expect that to continue. But with Taylor Ward, hopefully this is him heating up. Hopefully this is him kind of breaking out of this early season funk that he was in. So, yeah. And you know, sometimes going on the road is what does that.
We've got Churio is your RBI leader at 13. Doyle, who just got hurt, with 11. William Contreras at 10. I actually
put all it took for us what was to make fun of William Contreras, and he got white hot. I think you said that's what they should have done. That's the thing they should have done for you, because last week you were like, can you imagine paying up for William Contreras?
Oh, that would have been so much better. I did have him even last week as a buy on my little sheet.
I mean, he was horrible. You had to buy.
Yeah. 100%. Like, I'm like, can you imagine? Like, throw that back in my face would have been way funnier. And he's starting to bounce back. He's not all there, but he's hitting 222. Barreling's coming up. He's starting to hit the ball hard again. Easy kind of buy opportunity for William Contreras. Stolen bases, Luis Robert and Jacob Myers, both with 5. Ton with 4, like PCA, Harper stole 4, Story, Edwards, Jimenez. But how about Luis Robert? Luis Robert's such a weird one because everybody and their mother was wanting to cut him last week. He got kind of aggressive on the base paths, which is something that he can do. He's still just not hitting. He's hitting 163. He does have a 229 XBA, which is nice. Hard hits starting to come up a little bit. Strikeouts are low, walks are up, and he's starting to barrel. I think these are some positive returns, but the bat just hasn't quite got there. But he does have hits in, what is this, 4 of his last 6 games. So I think the turnaround is happening, but dude, he has 5 stolen bases in his last 5 games right now. So Robert is going, 2 of those were multi-stolen base games. So are you a buy a little bit low on Robert? Or do you want to get out as soon as you can?
No, I would buy on him. My, I guess my thing is how much is this effort based? You know, because he doesn't want to be in Chicago.
Oh,
we've known that for a while. So it's this attitude, and as soon as he gets somewhere else, it's going to be better. I mean, probably not. He's a professional, and he's stolen all these bases as well. So, but I do wonder if there's just any lingering resentment about not being moved earlier, because he clearly wants out. So I don't know. I think I'm a buy, but he might be an annoying player to own this year.
Yeah, I'm looking. He's like, I mean, what does this tell you? But he's pulling ground balls a lot more, and he has the lowest pulled air percentage of his career right now. Only 6%. Last year was 16%. The year before that, 24%. So that doesn't really seem sustainable. Once he starts maybe seeing a little bit better, gets the ball in the air, but he's not seeing the ball well because he's pulling ground balls and he's getting opposite field in the air a whole lot more as well. So there's some work to be done, but I think there's some good reasons to buy in him, and the stolen bases are kind of making do. So Robert is in there. Average, Brendan Doyle, your leader. This last week, he was hitting 500. Thomas Sajazy with a bunch of hits. It looks like 8 for 18. Jacob Young also in there. Corbin Carroll and Austin Riley. How about Sajazy getting that playing time? And with Mason Wynn out too, he's going to get consistent playing time. Probably a good pickup this week.
Yeah, I think so. Just a nice short-term pickup at least. So, yeah, good on him.
I like that. I know you did this because of this guy, but you put walks on here. Number one was Geraldo Perdomo with 11, and James Wood had 9. Those are your walks. Perdomo with 11 walks this past
week. Just, I mean, moving him up to second as he's getting on base. He's doing a great job so far this year. Not going to expect it to turn into anything. Still doesn't have a ton of pop, although he's got a couple bombs already this season. So he's just playing really well. He is the opposite of a guy that like gets paid and usually you see them kind of start to regress or try to, you know, live up to their contract or whatever. He got paid and has gone out there and mashed. So like what I see from Perdomo right now. And yes, of course, that's why I put that on there.
Also, James Wood. Just want to throw that back out there, too. That's James Wood.
Opposite of Dylan Cruz.
Yeah, well, and this is the opposite on the end of like L's to my W's. Like people were really questioning early on, like, oh, James Wood. And I said, dude's hitting lefties. And check this out. He's hitting 368 against lefties. He's a left-handed hitter. He's only hitting 200 against righties. That's going to fix. He's doing this while hitting 259, has five homers, three stolen bases, and almost 400 OBP.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
It's in this league.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I've got this sheet up mostly every Sunday. Two of the three I've done on Sunday. One was on a Monday morning, just depending what's going on. Next week is Easter. That might be a little bit difficult. But either way, I've been working on these on Saturday through. And this sheet has the top 25 prospects for redraft. I've got the pickups, deeper and normal, things I'm looking at, two start streamers. And this week I put on part of the show sheet that Bogman had put because I thought this was a really nice thing here. In the prospect market, real quick, Boggs, the top two are pretty easy. It is Nick Kurtz and Bubba Chandler. Nick Kurtz has more homers than anyone in the majors right now. We did get to see Brent Rooker go in the outfield this weekend. Huge. Yeah. It doesn't mean everything yet, as many people, Twitter people wanted to remind me after I simply just put a tweet out of like, hey, it's happening. But Brent Rooker went to right to fill in for Lawrence Butler, which I thought was interesting. I think it's going to be key to see if we see Rooker in the outfield at all this week. I'm watching for that because I think that tells us the sign that Nick Kurtz is to come. And when he does, he is an absolute must pickup, so much so that people are preemptively getting into the pickup market to get him right now. And I kind of think that's the play.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it seems pretty obvious. And
dude, literally as I type this, I got a tweet. I want to grab Kurtz, but I'm having trouble deciding who to drop. Rice, Torque, Casas, and Walker. That's what everybody, and guess what? Everybody wants to drop Casas right now for Kurtz. I just don't think I could do it.
I wouldn't drop any of those guys for Kurtz. So that's one of those. I'm just, you can't. I want Kurtz, but you can't do it. So I think he should be up soon. I mean, you're almost, would you bet your whole paycheck that he comes up in April?
Oh, no, I would not. I mean, he should. I would say he should, but no, just because, like, I don't know what the A's are going to do. And he's blocked.
Right.
Like, he has a, like, they've got to show us. And that's the what I said.
Rooker plays a big grip of games in the outfield this week. Then there you bet go. It.
Yeah, okay. No, then I think we're in it because that's what I put. I have the section of things I'm watching. I'm literally looking for Rooker to play another game in the outfield this week, not just because Lawrence Butler is out. I think that will tell us a lot, and hopefully he's coming up. Bubba Chandler hit 101.5 on his fastball this weekend. Third start. I think the pitch count might have actually been a tiny bit lower, but big strikeouts. I think the next one, they got to push him to the 65-70 range. And then I think the clock starts, as I've been saying. So I think those are your top two if you're looking to stash. And I think they are stash worthy right now, worthy of cutting someone to put on your bench because they come up soon. There's a litany, because I have 25 here. There's a little litany of guys that are just like, you know, we're getting close. There's maybes, you know, Kyle Teal is on there. I have Chandler Simpson is one. He's number 6 on this list. Stolen bases are up. Cags and Bazzana, I have at 9 and 10 because they're both in AA. But they're the type where if they were to be called up, they would be instant pickups, but there's just no rhyme or reason
too,
right now.
Yeah, they're a little too deep.
So I think Bazzana is super interesting because he's going ballistic, and I feel like they have a spot. The DA, it would only be DH spot for Kansas City. So I think they're more midseason guys, but they are on the list. There's a bunch of others. Cade Horton made it on the list at 21. Logan Henderson at 19. You guys might be interested. Augustin Ramirez with the Marlins. I think that's one to pay attention to. But 25 if you want to check out the players that I think are worth stashing right now. And two guys made it that were on this list, made it to the majors this past week. Chase Mydroth and JD Ginn I had on the previous week's list. And I think four guys on the previous list had graduated from the one before. So far we've had six players have come off that were on this list just in the first 2 weeks. So if you want to check that out, you can. On the pickups, Boggs, my top five pickups, I have 10, but here are my top five pickups under 40%. Number one is Ben Rice. I only use Yahoo percentages, by the way, because ESPNs are low, and sometimes it kind of makes it weird because Yahoo can be a little bit higher, not CBS, but higher. I just used Yahoo this time. And okay. Ben Rice was still under 40%. So Ben Rice was number one. Victor Scott at 36% was number two. Manzardo at 37% was number three. I might adjust that. Walker Buehler at 38% was number four. And Jacob Wilson at 36%. That is my top five under 40% guys. Rework that list however you want.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.